847-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show, this Tuesday, June the 11th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Listening during the interview with Sandy Pensler, Officer Rick said he attended an event and that they, they sat together at the Livingston County Lincoln Day dinner. He seemed to be a really good guy. Absolutely. Greatly appreciate him coming on the show. One thing you have to understand, folks, this is going to take a ton of money to beat Rogers. I had 14 text messages during the break, people saying, Randy, why'd you have Sandy Pensler on your show when you've personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell? Because you have to understand there's strategy in politics. When you have multiple candidates running in a race, there's two components to a race: favorable ratings and unfavorable ratings. If your favorable ratings go way up and your unfavorable ratings go way down, you have a better chance of winning. That's the type of campaign that Dr. Sherry O'Donnell's running. She's going around to these county parties, getting the precinct delegates and the executive committees to take a vote and actually endorse her. She's talking to the real Republicans that hopefully represent their area at the county level, a grassroots campaign, word of mouth, to tell everybody to vote for her. That's her model. That's her campaign strategy. She wants to raise her favorables, lower her unfavorables. Sandy Pensler is going after Mike Rogers, trying to raise his unfavorable, thereby driving his favorables down, his unfavorables up. Unfortunately for Sandy, it's difficult to get his own favorables up when all he's doing is attacking Mike Rogers. I've seen this in many, many campaigns. Gary Glenn was one of the few successful candidates I've ever been part of who actually impacted the race. Unfortunately, when he ran for the U.S. Senate, his favorables didn't go up as much as the unfavorables for one of his opponents. And he made a difference, but he didn't win. Thank God for Sandy Pensler and his money that he's willing to give into this campaign. He single-handedly may help Mike Rogers prevent him from being the candidate. Unfavorables for Rogers is going through the roof. I believe perhaps after Thursday night at the Lincoln Day dinner for the Charlevoix County Republicans, his unfavorables may even get higher. Him not willing to debate Republicans before the August 6th primary, I'm not going to vote for him. I will never vote for Mike Rogers. I don't care if he is the nominee. I will not vote for him in November if he's the candidate. I'll leave it blank. Well, Randy, if you do that, you're helping Elisa Slotkin get elected. You damn right I am. She's CIA, he's FBI. He was involved in the Patriot Act. He was involved in the FISA court system. He was the one that let four Americans die at the embassy in Benghazi because his wife, who got the job because of Mike Rogers, failed providing the security information needed for Hillary Clinton to make the right decision in a timely manner. When it was too far gone, she pulled the plug. She abandoned them. And then Mike Rogers had the audacity to call these contractors that were getting shot up. Blood everywhere. A few of them died. Mike Rogers, in a congressional hearing, called them liars to their faces. No, Mike Rogers, you're the liar. You don't even live in Michigan. You parachuted back in here. You carpet-bagged back in here to run for this seat. And somehow, some way, you conned Donald Trump into endorsing you, and that's what you're running on. Donald Trump endorsed me. Did you hear what Sandy Pensler said about Donald Trump's endorsements in Michigan? 0 for 7, starting with Tudor Dixon and many others. Every person that Donald Trump endorsed in the previous election in Michigan lost. And I believe Mike Rogers is going to lose. So now the question comes down to 3. Sandy Pensler, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, and Justin Amash. Just for the record, Justin Amash hates Donald Trump. He badmouthed Donald Trump. And had he been there in Congress, he would have voted to impeach Donald Trump, just like Peter Meyer did, his replacement congressman down there in the 3rd District. Peter Meyer got into this race, saw the writing on the wall, and got out. Because Justin Amash is going to pull more votes from that 3rd District. He was a popular congressman at the time until he went nuts, lost his mind in Washington, D.C. You have to understand something, folks. This is a major chess game that's happening right now, right before our eyes. I don't know how many of you play chess, but there's 4 boards going on at the same time. Right now, according to the polling, they claim Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is on the bottom board. Next on the board is Justin Amash. The next board up, Sandy Pensler, and sitting on the top right now is Mike Rogers. Sandy Pensler and Mike Rogers. Well, with what Sandy Pensler's doing on the 3rd board, right below Mike Rogers, he's going to collapse his support. All the support that's holding up Mike Rogers right now is going to collapse. And it's going to fall down onto the other 3 boards. Now, Sandy Pensler is the attack dog. He's the multimillionaire that can afford to run these attack ads. You're going to start seeing probably during Tiger Baseball. You're going to start seeing during the evening news. You're going to get mailers in your mailbox, Sandy Pensler telling the truth about Mike Rogers. Would have kind of lean you toward voting and supporting for Sandy Pensler on August 6th because he's been pointing out the truth about Mike Rogers? Or will you say, well, thanks for letting me know, but you know what? I'm going to look at the other candidates. I don't necessarily think I want you to be in Washington. I don't know. It's a campaign strategy, and we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But that's basically why he's doing it. You have to understand something, people. This is a war for this seat. These Republicans on the ballot, the final 4, I call them, is going to come to a head real quick. When does it start? A week from Saturday. June 22nd, Saturday, the clerks have to mail out the absentee ballots. They must. So you got to find out. You've got to find out what you need to know about these candidates. Vet them hard. Pray about it. Think about it. Look at the information. And then decide, who do you think you want to vote for? And let your friends, family, coworkers, people you go to church with, everybody you know who you're voting for. You have to become a storyteller. Well, Mike Rogers was endorsed by Donald Trump. So, did you know Donald Trump's 0 for 7 in his endorsements? The seven candidates he's endorsed, they've all lost. Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know Mike Rogers was on the House Intelligence Committee and got his wife a job in charge of security for the embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died? No, I didn't know that either. See, it happened in 2012, people. Just happens to be the year that Brian Summerfield and I started this show. I lived this story on the radio back then. I had J.B. Williams on the show from the North American Law Center who wrote the white paper on what exactly happened in Benghazi. All the fingers pointed at the Rogers, Mike Rogers and his wife Christy. Judicial Watch wrote a white paper. I have it somewhere in my files in this computer. The point is this. He wanted us to forget about it. He wanted us to forget about it. He's been living in Florida for the last 12 years. Now he's coming back and going to parachute carpetbag into Michigan. Sorry, Mike, we ain't buying it. Never going to get my vote ever. Period. End of story. So, get this information out. Again, if you'd like Sandy Pensler's 30-second TV commercial that's going to start airing, text me SP. And I'll send you the video. The message that he sent to me on my phone during my show yesterday, I will copy it and forward it to you. Watch that video. That security contractor that was shot up, Mark Geist, he does the commercial for Sandy. And Sandy is going to play the crap out of it on TV. I can guarantee this is going to be probably $2, $3 million worth of ad buys. Rogers' unfavorable is going to go through the roof. Favorables will drop like a rock. The question is, where do those votes go? If you're not voting for Pensler, or for Rogers, are you going to vote for Pensler? Because he brought out the truth. Or are you going to vote for somebody else? Justin Amash or Dr. Sherry O'Donnell? That'll be your call. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on this Tuesday. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Again, if you'd like to attend the Charlevoix County Republican Lincoln Day dinner on Thursday night, it's going to cost you $100. Text me CC and I'll text you the email address. It's too late to mail a check. And I'll also text you the link if you want to buy the $100 ticket online. Mike Rogers is scheduled to be the keynote speaker right here in Charlevoix, Michigan, this Thursday night. Doors open at 6. Dinner will start at 7. And supposedly, Mike Rogers is going to be the keynote speaker. So text me CC the rest of today as this show repeats every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app. The show will rebroadcast tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. That will be the deadline. Tomorrow morning, last chance to get your tickets. Now, if you email them, you can pay at the door. You got to email them because they're doing a headcount for the food. I've pressed them to hold off from the food headcount until tomorrow morning. You have to understand. You have to understand this is a top priority to come and hear Rogers and see what happens. One of the things I think we're looking at, the process, and whether or not he's going to answer the tough questions on Thursday night here in Charlevoix, or is he going to walk out? I don't need to put up with this. I'm out of here. He might leave. I don't know. This is in God's hands. We'll see what happens. But Vicky and I are going to be there, and I plan to ask him questions in front of the people. And I'm going to hold him accountable, and I'm going to demand an answer. You can't come up here after avoiding not one but two debates, one on Mackinac, one on Wood TV in Grand Rapids. And instead of being on Wood TV Thursday night, you're going to come up to the Charlevoix County Republican Party? Really? Not on my watch. Sorry, not going to happen. Not going to happen, Mr. Rogers. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. This is, without a doubt, folks, a huge opportunity for you to watch history. This is going to be historical. Trust me. This is going to be historical. What happens Thursday night in Charlevoix County, Michigan, could change the dynamics of the U.S. Senate race, and you can be a part of it. So again, text me CC. I'll give you the email address. Send him an email. Say I'm coming. I'll pay at the door. Personal checks only. Or I think they can take debit cards too, credit cards. If you don't have the money in your checking account, use a credit card. Trust me, You're going to want to see this. You're going to want to come be a part of it. Lastly, I want to make sure you save two dates in July. July the 11th, House debates for the 105th, 6th, and 7th House races. Ellison Place in Gaylord, Thursday, July the 11th. Doors will open at 5. The debate will be over by 9. And then Saturday, July 27th, I'm still waiting for final confirmation. We'll get that information out there on the website. Start selling tickets for the 5th annual Antrim County Conservative Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot Off. Got a brand new 22 Ruger rifle, 25 bullets shooting at 25 bowling pins on the pin shoot. Let's see how good these candidates are at knocking down the pins. So we're excited. We're excited. We're happy you guys are going to be there. Come join us. July the 11th in Gaylord, July 27th in Central Lake. It's a Saturday. Bring your guns, your bullets. The range will be open. Handguns, long rifles, sight in your deer rifle. $30 is going to be the cost this year. Teenagers are going to be 15. 12 and under are free. Bring the kids. It's going to be a great event. Praying for great weather, sunny, blue skies, 80 degrees with a nice, gentle breeze. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing is going to be there. Brett Gooding is going to be there. We're going to have a great time. So mark your calendars, and we'll let you know when ticket sales open up. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. And lastly, tomorrow night, Emmett Responsible Government. You have got to show up at this if you live in Emmett County. Without a doubt, this is going to be a good opportunity to hear from the sheriff candidates. I will be asking them some tough questions. This is going to be at the Northern Michigan Lights, Northern Lights Recreation Center in Harbor Springs. Free pizza, 6:30. Program will start at 7. Dan Lehman, Editor-in-Chief, Border Hawk, is going to be making a presentation about the invasion at our southern border. I don't know if he's doing that in person or by video, but it's going to be a great event. Rod Wheeler, running for Lake County Commissioner. I am totally invested in Dr. Sherry. We need to get others to do the same. Others are asking me for the link from Sandy Pensler. I'll send it to you shortly. Patriot Pat, Swamp Monster Mike Pompeo just endorsed Rhino Mr. Rogers. Surprise, surprise. Those go back to their FBI days together. That's it for today's show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Share the information. Listen on demand anytime on the podcast, yourdefendingfathers.com. Now back to the music on WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers